We're joined right now by a linebacker for the San Francisco 49ers. Another huge game in the win over Minnesota. He had seven tackles. He was the NFC Defensive Player of the Month for November. On the season, 118 tackles and a career high in sacks, forced fumbles, passes defensed, and INTs this season. He was the 70th pick overall in 2018 at BYU. Of course, the NFC Championship game is in San Francisco. Green Bay at San Francisco, Sunday, 6:40 p.m. Eastern. Fred Warner is my guest. Fred, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
It's great. Good to be on. Thanks.
Good to have you. All right, so while a couple of teams, Fred, were coming off the bye and playing at home over the weekend, did not get off to strong starts. You guys, though, were locked in from the beginning against Minnesota. So what was the mindset among the players in the week building up to that game and then in the locker room right before kickoff?
Yeah, I mean, we knew we were playing a tough opponent in the Vikings. You know, they were hot coming off that win the week before, and we were coming off a bye week. And so, you know, sometimes teams can get lackadaisical off the bye, but I feel like we were so locked in throughout the week, preparing, you know, having that one goal in mind, which was to come out and play hard from the get-go and get that win.
You know, it seems pretty self-evident, but how different is the atmosphere and the intensity of a playoff game compared to the regular season? I mean, is it just another game, or do you notice a heightened level of fire and speed on the field?
Yeah, I mean, people probably think there's a huge difference, but I mean, to me, honestly, there wasn't much of a difference. I mean, yeah, there's for sure another level of focus, and the fans are a lot louder. Our fans have been great for us all season. I mean, we played in some tough games where it's come down to the wire, and you know, everything's on the line. But I think it felt like another game, honestly.
We're talking to Fred Warner. You mentioned that you knew what you were dealing with the Vikings. They'd gone into New Orleans. They'd beaten the Saints at home. You knew how good they were, except you held them to only seven first downs and allowed only 147 yards total on offense. So how'd you go about shutting them down and locking them up the way you did?
Yeah, I think it all started with stopping the run. They've had an outstanding run game all season, you know, with Dalvin Cook, who's an outstanding back. I mean, I remember watching film on him throughout the week and being very impressed with how he ran the football. And so we all came out with that mindset that, you know, we're going to out-physical them in the run game. And so once we shut that down, our big boys up front were able to go eat. And, you know, us in the back end just had to be sticky in coverage, and I think the results showed.
Yeah, that plan worked. He was held to the fewest carries of his career and the second fewest rushing yards of his career. And then when they did try to pass, your rush was getting home. You had a great line after the game, too, that you were in man coverage a lot on third down, so you'd be in coverage. Then all of a sudden you'd start hearing the cheering, and then the play was over before it even started. And so how much fun is that when the pass rush is getting home and all 11 guys on defense are feeding off each other the way they were?
Oh, man, it's so much fun. It's so much fun. And, yeah, it's funny because, you know, like I said, we'll be in coverage, and then you hear the cheering, and it all of a sudden it's time to celebrate. You know, I start sprinting downfield to get to the linemen so we can, you know, mimic their celebrations. It's just fun. You know, on defense, we like to keep it light. But you know, we're always locked in, so we can have those moments.
49ers and Packers in the NFC Championship game this weekend. Fred Warner joining us once again. You went into Saturday's game coming off that bye, so you had a chance to rest up, get rejuvenated. I mean, again, it seems self-evident, but how valuable is that this time of year? And did you notice a difference on the field?
Oh, it was extremely valuable. Just the fact that we were able to get back some of those key pieces, you know, Quan, Jaquaski Tart, and D4, those were guys that were talked about all week, but even getting our guys that who are already on the field, you know, that much more healthy and fresh heading into the game, I think it kind of showed on Saturday just how fresh we were able to, you know, run the ball even harder, you know, and just fly around. And so I think that was kind of overwhelming to the Vikings, and you know, we're looking forward to trying to replicate that this weekend.
Fred Warner, my guest. Fred, go back to Quan. Quan Alexander was back out there. What kind of a difference does he make for this defense?
It's kind of hard to describe how big of an impact he has. I mean, people are always going to try and look at the stat sheet to see how he performed in a game, but this was probably, I mean, this was one of his best games, honestly. I mean, the dude was constantly showing up in the film. You know, he's always flying to the football. His energy is so contagious out there. It gives me so much more confidence just with him being on the field with me. And I'm sure that's the feeling for everybody. And so, I mean, his leadership is really what you can't really put a price on. You know, I feel like that's my brother. So every time he's out there on the field, we all have this different swag about us.
Yeah, no, I can tell how much he means to you and how much he means to the team. And the fact is, you never want to be without a guy like Kwon Alexander. But at the same time, you personally did not take a step back. In fact, I'd argue you took a step forward when he was out. How much did you grow as a player while he was out?
Yeah, I think it was – I for sure grew a lot during that time. You know, I think in the beginning of the season, with both of us out there, I was relying on him heavily, you know, just as a veteran presence out there. And he was off to a hot start, of course, too. But once he left, I think I just kind of had to dial in a little more. You know, I feel like I hadn't been playing up to my standard. And so I switched some things around just in my routine. So I was able to go out there and perform the way I knew I was capable. And then having Dre out there being as solid as he's been, I mean, that was great having him out there with me, too.
Fred Warner joining me for a few more moments. And then you had Richard Sherman making that huge INT in the second half. I mean, Fred, in full transparency, I'm fascinated by the guy. I love Richard Sherman. What's it like, though, to have this guy in that locker room and then there on the back end and still making plays like he does on a big stage?
Yeah, I mean, Rich is one of the best to ever do it, for sure. I mean, he shows up in big games. He's talked about it, you know, ever since the game ended. But, you know, he can because he constantly puts it on tape and proves himself. And, I always look up to him about just the what he's in the way, you know, he works day in and day out. And I mean, the guy, everybody looks at this guy when it comes to, you know, the getting in those big moments. He's been there, he's done all of this before, and he's been at the pinnacle. So, you know, we're going to continue to lean on Sherm, and I know he's going to show up every single day.
All right, so before I let you go, let me get your quick thoughts on the game. You've got Green Bay coming in on Sunday. You had that huge game against the Packers back in November with 11 tackles, and you had a strip sack of Aaron Rodgers. What are you able to take away from that game that you can apply to this game?
I think we really got off to a fast start. You mentioned that strip sack. I think that's what got us up front pretty quickly. You know, I got us that confidence, and the offense was doing really well that game. You know, I feel like as a defense as a whole, we were all flying around. We came out with a swag that game for sure. And I think it'll be a much different game this time around. You know, Green Bay is hot right now. I know they're going to come out with, you know, with a little, you know, a little vengeance on their mind just because of how that game went the first time. So we know that we're going to have to work even harder than we did last week if we want the result that we want.
All right, so one last question. The team went 4-12 last year, and now you're hosting the NFC Championship game. I know there were injuries last season, and people around the organization believe that this group was close to turning the corner, but you were 4-12 last year. I mean, how do you put into words the difference between last season and this one?
Yeah, it's actually kind of hard to put into words. I've thought about it here and there, the fact that we've made such a huge jump, but it's just a testament to the type of people we have in this building. You know, the team that Coach Shanahan and Mr. Lynch have put together, just the love that these guys, that all of us have for each other is crazy. And I think that's what's kind of showing on the field and on tape. And I feel like that's the result from why we've been able to, you know, have such a dramatic change from last season to this season.
Right. So to that point, quick follow, chemistry. Like, what comes first? Is there chemistry which leads to winning, or do you have good chemistry after you start to win?
Oh, for sure. You have to have chemistry before you start winning, no doubt. You know, if the chemistry is a product of the winning, I feel like it's not true chemistry. You're basically only you only like each other if things are going well. But I think that's what is different about us. When everything was hitting the fan last year, or just in the prior years, everybody stuck together. Nobody pointed fingers. You know, and I feel like that's what's the biggest difference in our team.
It's such a great point. He was the NFC Defensive Player of the Month for November, coming off that huge game in the win over Minnesota, and they're going to do it again this weekend in the NFC Championship game. Fred, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you coming on this show once again. Thanks so much, Fred.
Absolutely. No problem. Thank you.
Have a great day. Good luck. Fred Warner, 49ers. Man, he's had a great year.